Head over to the livestock side as we look at this cattle market. Who'd ever thought we'd have saw cash jump as high as it did on Friday afternoon? Well, except maybe you.
I thought you did too, didn't you?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to be right, of course, and I certainly have been wrong my share of times, and I will still be, but, you know, the market, well, look at Friday's slaughter. I should have it here. I think it was 83,000. It's almost 35 years I've done that. I don't ever remember seeing a number like that unless it was some kind of like mega snowstorm deal or some weird deal like that. We're going to now, the last 3 weeks, we're going to average slaughter about 10% less than a year ago. The fourth quarter of last year, really the month of December, don't quote me exactly because I don't have my numbers right in front of me, but that's finally toward the end of the year is when we finally got slaughter down to about 6% less than a year ago. So finally, the effects of liquidating a cow herd from 2009 to 2013 were finally starting to show up in the slaughter, and now we are now just starting to jump right into the depths of the short numbers, okay? And they are going to get tighter yet from here. So, you know, I hear and read some rhetoric about expansion has begun, almost like it's, the cannonball into the middle of your lifeboat. I would remind everyone that this part of the cattle cycle is very bullish. This is when the numbers get tighter and tighter. Yes, we're going to maybe build a bigger cattle supply someplace out there in the middle of 2017, but if supply is all we're going to trade, the supply news is way on our side here for a moment. Now, obviously, if that was the only thing we had to trade, it would really be easy. But, you know, we got to deal with where the hogs are at, and we got to probably have some dialogue about the U.S. dollar and things like that as well. From a pure supply standpoint, this cattle thing is in very, very, very good shape, and we're still discounted, which is the perfect setup.
What are your thoughts on the cattle on feed report? Is this, as you look more in depth into it, is it going to be... I mean, next month could be more of a bigger factor than what we saw this month, though?
Well, the report was largely neutral. We did, reaffirm that placements are down about 8%, that we've got, a little less than what we had on feed last year. And last year wasn't too bad a year, by the way, as I recall. Marketing's, I think, good enough. You know, as I start to pick through the weight breakdowns and try to make something out of nothing, which is usually what I'm kind of guilty of, but... and trying to figure out just where these heifers are going and where they're coming from, and I'm really, really dialed into this heifer retention thing. It's interesting to me to see that we've really not had the massive liquidation yet in terms of the fed cattle, of the cattle that are coming on feed, up until just the last little while when you're starting to see just a huge drop off in the number of heifers that are coming into feed yards. So I keep coming into one of these reports and thinking if somebody would guess that the placements are 75%, one of these times is where we're going to come to. But ultimately, usually the USDA numbers are probably a little slower to react than what some, dumb brokers like myself think they ought to do. But you're still looking at a great, great positive cycle that the cattle guys are in right now.
So no positive cycle seems to be going on for these hogs, though, at this point.
Dogs, my oh my. The cure for low prices is low prices. Yeah, how do you like that? That makes you feel good, huh? We've got a lot of hogs, too many. And for this kind of a demand, with this many hogs, this bunch of supply, this kind of weight, this kind of kill, you got to have perfect demand and to keep a market out of trouble. And we don't, unfortunately. Combination of things. Bad winter in the east. The West Coast strike was a big, big problem. Now bird flu, creating some issues with our ability to export the other white meat, chicken, poultry. I would like to think still that when you have this kind of spread between beef and pork, that we will price this pork into where we will build a bunch of demand. And I can just about guarantee that we will. We will grow demand. We will grow demand with $1.60 pork loins. That doesn't make you heal up today, unfortunately, as you can tell by futures, too. But ultimately, that's going to be the medicine that'll make us get better. I just wish it was come quicker rather than later.